Right now, it's that time again, as we do each and every week here, just after the 9 o'clock hour. It is time to go inside the ropes.
For a quick look at a number of hot topics in the world of golf this week, let's go inside the ropes.
And Patrick, as is a custom here during the PGA National Resort and Spa Inside the Ropes segment, the first one is for you. By the way, PGA National Resort and Spa Inside the Ropes segment is brought to you, of course, by PGA National Resort and Spa. If you think you're ready for the third toughest course on the PGA Tour, take one of golf's ultimate tests at PGA National Resort and Spa. Visit PGAResort.com. And Pat, we spoke about the idea of who is player of the year right now with Tim Rosefort in the first hour. And obviously there's pretty much two candidates here. If we're in election year, so let's talk about it as an election. There's two candidates running for your vote. Tiger Woods, who has four victories on the year, of course, one of them being in the U.S. Open. He also won at the Match Play, at the Arnold Palmer, and at the Buick Invitational, which is his personal annuity. And then you got Padraig Harrington, who's got two victories on the year, both of those being majors, the British Open and the PGA Championship. Both of those players have six top tens on their season. For Tiger, those are all six of the events he played in. For Padraig, those are six top tens in 12 events so far in his 2008. Pat, who is your player of the year?
This is a tough question, Russ. I know logic dictates that, hey, the guy with the most majors wins, and normally that is the case. But I'd feel much better, for instance, if Trevor Immelman, and I can never say his name, but Immelman, if he would have won the PGA instead of Padraig, I think it'd be much clearer because, number one, he would have won early and late majors. At least one of the majors was with Tiger in the field, and he held him off. So the case would have been stronger if Immelman could have done it. With that said, I'm still not ready to call Padraig Harrington like the Houston Rockets of golf. When the Rockets won the championships in between Michael Jordan's stints with the Bulls. But nonetheless, I think there is that question there because Tiger was not in the field. How he would have done in these two fields, I have no idea, but you think he would have been in the mix in at least one of them. So that's a factor. Tiger is certainly the most inspirational player of the year with a win at the U.S. Open and just playing as well as he did with a broken leg and the torn ACL in the beginning part of the year. But I think you're going to have to give it to Harrington. The only thing I think, Russ, that can hurt Harrington is if he absolutely does nothing the rest of the year and or has a horrendous Ryder Cup. And I don't even know how much the Ryder Cup plays in this voting. But if Harrington absolutely gets crushed in the Ryder Cup, and if he does nothing the rest of the year, maybe sentiment will swing back to Tiger. But I think he's the hot guy right now, and the two majors usually secures the player of the year. So I would go with Harrington, but I don't think it's as close as people think. I think Tiger's still in this. Harrington doesn't necessarily have to win anything the rest of the year, but I don't think he can just completely fall off the face of the earth.
Well, a couple of things. First of all, you make a great point about being hot and cold. There's no doubt Tiger Woods is the cold player. We haven't seen him in months. We've heard him just talking about his rehab and saying he's not even going to pick up a golf club until January 1 of 2009. So, you know, golf is farthest from Tiger's mind right now, and it seems like Tiger is farthest from golf fans' minds right now, both in the golf world, because Padraig Harrington's the hot golfer right now, and everyone's talking about Paddy versus Tiger, and in the sports world, because it seems like everyone thinks Michael Phelps is the greatest athlete of all time.
Right, greatest Olympian of all time, which he probably is, but
we've forgotten about Tiger Woods. I mean, everyone's saying Michael Phelps is the greatest athlete currently in the world today. And, you know, Tiger Woods is seemingly not even in that discussion, which he deserves to be. But as big of a Tiger fan as I am, I got to agree with you, and I got to go with Padraig Harrington for a couple of reasons. First of all, I was ready to give Kenny Perry the Player of the Year award should he have won the PGA Championship over Tiger. And I'll do the same for Padraig. I mean, Padraig has two majors. Kenny would have only had one, but that would have been Kenny Perry's fourth victory on the year. I just think it's hard to give a Player of the Year award, all else equal, if there's another valid choice, which Padraig is. I mean, if there wasn't a Padraig Harrington around, then Tiger would get it default because there would no one else with three, right, with comparable numbers. But because Padraig has comparable numbers, I think he's got to get it because he's played 12 events as of right now. He's going to play four more because, you know, hell, he's number two right now in the FedEx Cup playoff point standing. So he will get to the Tour Championship. So he will play all four FedEx Cup playoff events. So in the end, he'll have played 16 PGA Tour events. It's hard to give it to Tiger Woods after playing only six events on the year because there's another great, you know, there's another valid choice in Padraig Harrington. The second reason is two majors trumps one. And even though it was phenomenal what Tiger did at Torrey Pines, we've got precedent. 1998, Mark O'Meara won two majors. He won the British Open and the Masters. David Duval didn't win any majors that year, but David Duval was the money winner. David Duval, I believe, had three or four or maybe five wins in 1998. He won the money title. So Duval won more and had the money title, but O'Meara had the two majors, and O'Meara was the player of the year. I think that will follow suit this year, 10 years later, and the guy with more majors will trump the guy who won more money and won more events.
I agree with you, Russ, just before we get to number two. It's weird. I think if because Tiger is done playing and he ended as absolutely on a high as he could end, so his last image of us, even though it was a while ago, is of, you know, winning and winning on the U.S. Open, you know, which is, in my opinion, the biggest tournament. So that image is going to be frozen. If Harrington stopped right now, didn't even play in the FedEx Cup, I'm almost certain he would win player of the year. I think if he goes into the FedEx and plays horrendously, that negative image might say to people, you know what, this guy, you know, hey, he played great in two majors, we're going to give it to him or whatever, but man, Tiger had that great beginning part of the year. It's weird. I think the more hot Podrick plays, especially if he plays bad, the more he might sort of get talked out of player of the year,
right?
But we'll see.
Russ Evans, Pat Rooney Jr. with you. Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic on ESPN Radio 760. We are entrenched in our PGA National Resort and Spa Inside the Rope segment, brought to you by PGA National Resort and Spa. Challenge yourself on a course that has hosted the Ryder Cup, the PGA Championship, and now the Honda Classic. Come and play at PGA National Resort and Spa. Visit PGAResort.com.
All right, Russ, number two goes to you. This week coming up, are you more excited for the start of the FedEx Cup playoffs or the second week of the Olympics?
This is not even close, Pat, and I realize that I am one of two hosts of the golf show here on ESPN Radio 760, but I'm more into the Olympics. I mean, FedEx Cup playoffs, it's kind of, we're limping into them. I mean, Kenny Perry, the buzz about Kenny Perry is gone because he had to withdraw after one round of the PGA Championship. There's no Tiger Woods, so there's no buzz about him. Phil Mickelson hasn't really done much recently in the last few months. The only buzz going into the FedEx Cup playoffs is kind of Podrick Harrington, who we just talked about. Then you take a look at the Olympics. I mean, this is must-see television. I have been glued to my television set each and every night. Hell, I was up until 1 o'clock in the morning Thursday night. I got like 5 hours sleep before I had to go into the Honda Classic office on Friday morning because I was watching those two American gymnasts fight it out, and they ended up winning gold and silver. It was great drama. It was awesome. And I had bloodshot eyes Friday morning, and I did the same over the weekend watching Michael Phelps win his 8th gold medal last night. It was phenomenal. I'm so excited about the second week because now we're going to get a lot of the track and field events. We had the 100 meter final where the guy from Jamaica, Bolt, just dusted everybody. Tyson Gay, unfortunately, didn't even get into the final. He fell short in the prelims, but we're going to have most of the track and field events. We'll have the long jump, the high jump, the 400 meters, the 200 meters, all those great events. We're going to have the USA basketball team playing in the medal round now, so we'll get to see LeBron and Kobe and Dwayne Wade. This is not even close for me. I'm so much more into the second and final week of the Olympics than I am into the FedEx Cup.
Oh, I can't agree with you even more. I don't know who would argue for the start of the FedEx Cup aside from maybe Tim Finch. He couldn't with a straight face.
Unfortunately, our friends at the PGA Tour would argue for that, and all apologies to our friends at the PGA Tour, but listen, the Olympics, at least for the next week, is trumping you, and then the FedEx Cup can take center stage.
Aside from Tiger winning all four majors and Tiger and Phil switching off majors and coming into the FedEx Cup, both fighting each other, tooth and nail for player of the year. There's absolutely almost no reason to watch the FedEx Cup this year. Like you said, the only reason to watch it would be to see if Podrick Harrington can continue playing well and to see if he can really lock up player of the year and hope he gets a match from Phil Mickelson. That's about it. Otherwise, I think you're going to see a bunch of no names win these events and this thing just really limp into the off season compared to last year where you had some great drama with Tiger and Phil.
There is a small bit of curiosity. There's a curiosity factor because someone besides Tiger Woods will win the FedEx Cup. So there is a curiosity factor going in saying, all right, we know there's going to be a different champion than there was last year in the inaugural year. So it'll be interesting in the end when the dust settles to see who it was. Having said that, the Barclays and the Deutsche Bank and the BMW, not so sure there's that much, you know, sizzle for those. But I think for the Tour Championship, there will be.
You'll get a little bit. But, man, like you said, the Olympics, it's once every 4 years. Where else do regular sportscasters who talk nothing about, you know, usually just golf, football, baseball, whatever, all of a sudden, during the Winter Olympics, it's talking about you know, ice skating and goofy stuff and like swimming. Now, we all know who Michael Phelps is or was, but really he's brought in really into focus this last week. And it's funny, you know, you talk about gymnastics, stuff you would never watch, you know, normally, but, you know, you're into it now because it's the bigger stage.
It's phenomenal. I mean, it's so good. It's so entertaining. There's so much drama. I mean, I am fully glued into it. I am fully entrenched for now. We got, I guess, another week of Olympics, and I'm loving every minute of it. Russ Evans, Pat Rooney Jr. with you. Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic right here on ESPN Radio 760. It's our PGA National Resort and Spa Inside the Ropes segment brought to you by PGA National Resort and Spa. What do Nicklaus, Palmer, Hagen, and Sarazen have in common? Well, you can find out when you play championship golf at PGA National Resort and Spa. Visit PGAResort.com. Final topic, Patrick, is again for you, and it's Michelle Wee, and she is in the field this weekend in Canada. She made the cut at the Canadian Women's Open, so it's good news there. The bad news, unfortunately, is she's ranked number 309 in the world, and she's using the last of her sponsors' exemptions this week, so she has no more sponsors' exemptions. She needed to win or finish second in Ottawa to avoid a trip to Q School. As of right now, going into today's final round, she is at 2 under par. She's 12 shots back of Yanni Tseng, and she's 8 shots back of Sayuri Pak in second. Very unlikely that she will win or finish second. So, obviously, in order to be playing full-time on the LPGA Tour in 2009, she has to go to Q School. Will she? Should she?
Russ, a lot of great people become great because they do sort of the opposite of what everybody else tells them to do. They have a mental picture of what they want to accomplish, and a lot of times people will bring them down and say, you don't do that, just follow the leader, you know, don't be your own person, whatever, you know, be a trailblazer. This isn't one of those cases. Everybody and their brother has told Michelle essentially what she needs to do to get, you know, to be the golfer she can be, and that's get on the LPGA Tour, compete against these women, learn how to win against these women, and build your career that way. Absolutely. She had so much promise for a good part of this year, and I think fell back into her old ways with the goofy appearance a couple weeks ago at the Reno Tahoe Open, which was an absolute waste of time and just didn't do anything for her career, in my opinion. You know, signing the incorrect scorecard, you know, or signing it in the wrong place, those kind of things you can't have happen. You've got to start taking this thing seriously and not be a sideshow. And the way to do that, take your lumps, get your butt in Q School, do what you need to do at Q School, get through that, prove to yourself you can do that, and then get out on the LPGA Tour and learn how to win. It's like you said, where she's not doing that bad. She's whatever, she's tied for 12th or whatever.
Compared to her last start, I mean, her last start was on the PGA Tour. It should not have been. It was in Reno, and she shot rounds of 73 and 80 and missed the cut. And obviously, you have alluded to her last start on the LPGA Tour, the State Farm Classic, where she would have been going into the final round second, just one shot back, but she had that scorecard mishap. So this is phenomenal. Just the fact that she made the cut at Canadian Women's Open is great. She's going to fall short of getting her tour card. I agree with you, Pat. There's no doubt about it. She should go to Q School. It's the best thing for her. I realize she's going to be a student at Stanford, and devoting one entire week to golf is going to mess with her studies, but what's the alternative? Playing another 7 events next year in 2009? She's going to be 19 years old. I mean, we talked about it. Yanni Tseng, MB Park, they're the same age, and they've not only won, they've won majors. She's losing ground now. She needs to get to Q School. She needs to get her tour card. That's the thing. She needs to get her tour card. Okay, how does she do that? Well, right now, her only option is now Q School. Okay, that's what she needs to do.
She made a comment, I don't know if you heard it, Russ, after the Reno Tahoe debacle, saying, you know what, the reason I have struggled in these things is because I play in them so infrequently. If I played more on the PGA Tour, you know, got used to it, I'd make a cut. I'm like, that is, in essence, in a nutshell right there, what is wrong? Her thinking is, you know, my goal is to make a cut on the men's tour? No, your goal is to be able to dominate the women's tour, which you can do. It's so obvious to all of us that you have the talent to do this. If you would just sit down and focus on it, you could start doing it. That's the exasperating part for me, is to watch someone with this kind of talent who could be the female equivalent of Tiger Woods on the LPGA Tour waste these, you know, precious early years where you need to start formulating your personality and get your winning personality and get out there and start dominating. Instead, she's like I said, a sideshow circus freak on yep. whatever the hell, whatever she's doing. It's just so exasperating, Russ, with this kind of talent to be wasting it.
Well, you know what's amazing, Pat? I think we agreed on all three topics today.
Yes.
Inside the Ropes. It's one
yes.
of those rare times when we are in total agreement. The planets are aligned. The stars are in accordance. I mean, it's just phenomenal. It's the PGA National Resort and Spa Inside the Ropes segment brought to you by PGA National Resort and Spa. Challenge yourself on the course, the champ that has hosted the Ryder Cup, the PGA Championship, and now the Honda Classic. The third toughest course on the PGA Tour. Take one of golf's ultimate tests at PGA National Resort and Spa. Visit PGAResort.com.